George.
And this is Donna.
And this is currently
with George and Donna.
A new season.
A new season.
You feel it, you feel that crisp air?
Yes, I do. It actually got a little windy out tonight.
But also, like, just in the podcast world, there's something new on the horizon.
Do 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 do.
Is that the Twilight?
It is.
Okay. Not the vibe I was going for. I was going for, like, brand new.
I'm going for something a little bit more supernatural than that.
Ooh.
I'm going for something a little meta. I actually want to go back in time and rewrite history.
Let's go back in time.
I think we should say something to the people who listen frequently. Mark Wahlberg, I'm naming you in particular.
Marky Mark.
You might want to go back in time and check the pilot episode of Currently.
Season 1, Episode 1 has been re-recorded.
Dun, dun, dun!
For the new millennium, it is 2020.
It's 2020, y'all.
We are in the roaring 20s, and we're starting off all of America, right, by redoing some aspects of this podcast, which is episode 1, which we labeled episode 1 through 3. Season 1, episode 1 through 3, currently with George and Donna.
George, may I go ahead and tell the people why?
Go ahead. Tell them why.
Okay. So, as Currently has progressed into what it is now, which is where...
The global phenomenon.
Mark Wahlberg, I'm looking at you.
Thank you.
Currently has progressed, we decided to take a retrospective look back. A look, like I just said. An L-E-W-K. We took a look back. And we decided that we'd really like to get more listeners on the baby train. But in order to do that, we had to rethink our first few episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way we started out this podcast, our listeners know, is that we bought this this game called Hunted Killer.
Right. First of its kind.
Yeah, and it was the box set that came to your house. It was a monthly subscription,
mm-hmm.
and it would come to your house, and you would try to solve it. Well, because George and I are really into gaming, and I'm really into, murder mysteries and murder-solving stuff, podcasts and stuff like that. Let me make sure you know, I'm not into murder. I'm into solving the
Everybody
cases.
Everybody was waiting to see if there was a word after murder.
Right. So because we're into mysteries and stuff, we got that box set and then we said, let's do a podcast about it. Well, the babies know.
Mm-hmm.
That ended fast, quick, and in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
We did three episodes of we're waiting on the box. We're super excited to tell you about the Hunted Killer box. And then it was okay, we got the box. Now we're opening the box. Now here's all the stuff in the box. Then episode 3 was, here's all the wonderful ways we are going to solve this mystery.
Yeah, we're going to get real deep into this.
We're going to solve this Hunted Killer thing. We're going to do all this stuff with, and that's not what the podcast morphed into.
And then, you know how some people say, and then the day just got away from me. And then the year and a half just got away from us.
But seriously, we realized about 4 episodes in, you know, we'd much rather just talk about fun stuff that we have going on.
And include games and things like that.
Instead of making this podcast all about Hunted Killer. Well, you guys know that. You've been listening for this long. You know that we dropped off that for a long time ago.
You're rehashing things.
Right. But because you guys know that. You guys know us. You know we dropped that a long time ago. But we decided to start off 2020 in season 3 with a fresh start of saying, let's re-record our pilot episode to tell people what the podcast is really about.
So this episode, if you want to think really meta, has just created a loop. So you go.
Oh my gosh.
So I bet you if we ever discover time travel in the future, there's only specific points that you can go back to in your lifetime. Let's just say, theoretically, first, that you discovered Trinity Tarot. Second, that you're able to do it, but with some limitations. Third, that one of the limitations happens to be these little points where you can create some sort of a loop, this being one of the loops.
I think you just solved string theory. I think we need to sign you up for a math conference, like the nearest and next one, and you need to go present this in front of a audience of your mathematician peers, because I think you just solved something in the universe that needed solving.
Yeah, I credit to Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3, and to Hot Tub Time Machine.
Somebody go check Einstein's grave, because that sucker is open. He got out. He turned over. He leapt out of it. He's coming to our house right now to find George, to shake his hand.
Or kill me so that...
Or kill you so that...
He prevents you know the apocalypse.
What, yes, you know what? Because yes. And this is another... This is yet another string of time that you just created.
If this was a TV show, at the end of the show, you would see Einstein's hand come out of the grave and just like that.
Oh my gosh.
Next to like a couple of stones that like were E equals MC squared or something like that.
Oh my word. And then, okay, and at the beginning of the next episode, you just see George like sitting at a like a mahogany desk, just like playing with an abacus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like all of a sudden he's like,
and a shadowy figure
I figured
is about,
out math.
And a shadowy figure is about.
Right.
About the man.
You just basically figured out all of space and time just now.
But I think, yeah, we come back to this point. This is, we created a loop.
We created a loop in time. But yeah, that's why we're doing this. So please, babies, go back. What you will find is that season one, episodes 1 through 3 are no longer there anymore. We've replaced the first 3 episodes with a brand new pilot. Go listen to it. We hope it better describes what the podcast ended up being.
And then you go to episode 4 after that, which is...
Right.
The normal continuum.
Yeah, where I still sound sad.
The original timeline, as they say, in many references in both TVs and books.
Okay. You had one really smart thing that I praised you for. Stop trying again to sound like you are on NPR, because you're not.
Hold on. I got it. It's almost here.
You are not Terry Gross. You are not on NPR.
No, I'm not. I'm Terry Nice.
Okay, whatever.
Ba-dum.
No, you, that doesn't deserve a ba-dum-bum. Take it back. Oh my gosh. Well, anyway, yeah, so that's what we did. We re-recorded. So that's a nice little Easter egg for you guys now. Like, go back and listen to our brand new pilot episode, season 1, episode 1. And so what else?
You said you wanted to talk about what we talked about during those episodes.
Okay, yes. Oh, thank you. So since we have deleted, and I mean deleted, our season 1, episodes 1 through 3, not to cause new listeners to think this is going to be all about Hunted Killer, which is not. Since we've deleted them, there was a few things we said, or I wanted to touch on, that happened in those episodes that I think is super funny.
Let's do it.
That will be lost in time forever, unless one day in the future we re-release those 3 episodes as deleted scenes,
some random,
so to speak.
Some random, like
random. Yeah,
maybe episodes. Maybe yeah. Like just like. Season 3, episode 19 is the first episode of Hunter of podcast.
Here's what's going to happen. Whenever we film our next movie with Mark Wahlberg and we become super duper famous, people will be like busting at the seams for like more George and Donna content. They're like, "Well, what about when before they were famous? I want to hear more of that." And we'll be like, "Listen, babies, we got you. Here's those episodes that we deleted."
Actually, if you sign on to our Patreon right now.
We don't have a Patreon. Oh, our Patreon is my Capital One bank account. If you sign on to that and put some cold hard cash, slide it right into my Capital One, you'll get the episodes right away.
Every podcast has a Patreon. Every YouTube channel has a GoFundMe. Everybody's doing a Kickstarter. You know, I guess they're making money. I mean, they wouldn't do it unless they were
making money.
Correct?
Yeah.
I don't really see us doing it. I think we're just going to put the content out there. Unless we get, like, a big sponsor, like, Blue Apron.
Or Hunt a Killer.
About Blue Apron is that, like, we're really busy. And so sometimes we can't find time of the day, guys, because we're so busy. What's great about Blue Apron is that they deliver meals to your house.
Wait, hold on. Scratch this. Who's busy? You busy? Because last time I checked, I order Martha Stewart's Marley Spoon, and you don't cook none of them. I cook all of them.
Two sponsors.
No, I just got Martha Stewart on board.
No, but you're...
I'd rather have Martha Stewart anyway because she's hoard. She's been to prison, son.
Okay. So sometimes we're really busy and we just can't find time in the day.
Again, by we, do you mean me?
I'm trying to do a commercial to get us some money.
Go ahead.
You're about inaccuracies in my story. But anyway, every podcast is about Patreon, Blue Apron. What else do you hear commercials on?
That mattress, the Lisa mattress, or the...
Nerd.
There's a mattress one. Oh, Ring and Simply Safe.
Oh, really?
Which we do have both of those. We do have Ring and Simply Safe.
Y'all, they got us.
Oh, Lord. If you go to www.georgeandonna.edu.ca.
Yeah,
that UK for some reason. We had to reroute through Great Britain. UK / Simply Safe.
And you enter just the simple code of Currently with George and Donna, Season 3, Episode 3.
XY38773B/2.1738. If you enter that, you get a free...
You get three packages of Martha Stewart's food for the full retail price.
No, you get a... You do all that, you get 10% off a Ring device. 10, which amounts to about $1.97.
The information that we gave them, they deserve 10%. Just contact us directly.
No, contact Ring. They're the ones that messed up. If you type all that in and it doesn't work, contact Ring because they messed up, not us.
Yeah.
Their person assured us that this would be okay.
Assured.
A-S-S. You know the rest. Assured us. Anyways, I do want to talk about a couple of things that way back in the day when we started the podcast. You said you were going to come up with a persona. So when we started this out and it was all about Hunt a Killer back in the day, which our new listeners will not understand again, but it was all about this detective game box that was a monthly description. Well, George said, oh, I'm going to make up a whole persona to be a detective. And you said you were going to get aviators and sit in a donut shop and have an ex-wife and a kid that you always forgot to pick up from school.
Because I was hard on the case.
Because you were on the case. And you were seasoned. And I was going to be your rookie sidekick that was fresh out of Harvard Detective School. And yes. I did not...
The acclaimed Harvard Detective School.
Yeah, and my parents didn't pay. Even though my parents were wealthy, was my backstory. They didn't pay. I got a scholarship to Harvard Detective School. So that was like the best rookie out there. And we got... teamed up in this ragged-egg crew of partners, and you were going to teach me all these things.
Maybe I should go back to those episodes and just take those clips and delete the rest in future episodes. So it's just us randomly talking about what we're going to do. Because that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
That material should not be lost to the
it's lost now.
Depths of the internet.
It's lost now. But anyway, you said you were going to do that, so... You never.
How far along am I? You're still my wife.
Yeah.
We still ain't got a kid. You still ain't rich and gone to Harvard and went to detective school. So I would say we're about 70% there.
Okay, cool. Well,
because that's the easy 30%.
Wait, Harvard detective school for me is part of the easy 30%?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, because you're so smart.
Yeah. Wait, the way you said that just now, you shook your head. You were like, you're so smart. And you did this like little head bobble thing.
They can't see. They don't know.
Because you're so smart. Well, thank you. I'm going to take that as a compliment anyway. I don't care.
So I'll what take else did we talk about?
Oh, I have to say this. I'm so glad we're re-recording. And you're going to hate me for saying this. You're smacking in those first three episodes was over the top. Every time you said anything, you would do that. You'd be like, so Hunter Keller is like this. So Hunter Keller, so we love again. he's looking at me right now like y'all are really going to have to solve my murder. I even wrote it down. I wrote G's smacking in those.
And I'm glad you meant. Well, look, somebody's gonna find this slip somewhere one day with your notes, and it's like Detective Dress, podcast release extras, six smackings.
G smack. That's a G, not a six. G smacking.
I was wondering why. I was like, it was 6 times that I did.
No, it was 676 times.
You better hope that. They believe that the smacking means my...
I mean, it was rampant. The whole time I was re-listening to those episodes to see what stood out to me, it was like, and so the box arrived today. So what's in the box is...
Let me point out some of the things.
Please do. Point it out.
I don't feel like it because I'm above it right now.
Okay, well, point out whatever I do that's... Oh, babies, feel free to write in. You know how to reach us. Go on our webpage. Mark, I'm talking to you. Write in and tell me what I do that's annoying. I'm sure it's 10 times worse than George's initial smacking, which he doesn't do anymore, by the way. I'm proud of you. I think it was a phase. You don't really do it anymore that much.
Thank you.
But anyway, but I'm sure I do things that are a million times more annoying. You guys write me and tell me and get ready for me to show up at your front door to address it. Anyways, what else? What else in those first three episodes that I thought was really funny that no one will ever get to listen to again unless we release it as a deleted episode?
In memoriam.
In memoriam. Oh, in the third episode, that's when we named our podcast initially.
Okay.
Now, if you go back and listen, we do it in the pilot. But we never had a name. For the first two episodes, we never had, and we kept saying, stay tuned to figure out what our name is. And finally, in episode three, we're like, guess what our name is? It's going to be currently with George and Donna. And we felt it. We felt the momentum of the podcast pushing us in a direction away from just that one Hunt a Killer box and into like, wait, we like this in general way more than just talking about a game.
Well, I think that it's good name that we chose for this podcast.
Oh my goodness, so do I. Oh, another thing, I for some reason, oh, we had mentioned that we were going to solve the case, and we never put any tack board or anything like detectives do when they put pictures all over a tack board and like pieces of evidence and they connect it by string.
Mm-hmm.
And we said we were going to do that. And I said, oh, I feel a trip to Joann Fabrics coming up in the future. And what did you say?
I shop at Michael's. And you know damn well.
Diva. 100%. Diva said that to me. Oh, he would never be caught dead in a Joann Fabrics. He shops at Michael's.
Well, one thing I did discover about Joann Fabrics, and maybe I've changed since we started the podcast, but they currently have coupons galore on their website every single time.
They
don't
do?
Don't ever pay full retail for a Joann Fabric in your life.
Wait, why have you been on Joann Fabrics' website?
Because I've been at to coupons. Joann Fabrics.
Why?
When I sewed, like, the Batman stuff and the fabrics that I have.
Oh, Lord. You go to Joann Fabrics?
Yeah.
Really?
Guess for what? Guess what I could possibly go to Joann Fabrics for?
Well, I would say fabrics.
Oh, nice.
But like, this does make sense. Okay. All right. Let me back up.
Okay. Go ahead.
Let me back up. So, George gets a million packages in the mail. I'm sure I've referenced this before on our podcast. He gets references from like China, Taiwan. Like, I can't understand the languages it's written. He does all kinds of little tinkering projects and has all kinds of hobbies. The other day, he did say, he was home from work and he said, oh, you want to go have brunch? And I said, yeah. He goes, first I got to go pick up something I bought on, it wasn't Craigslist. It was
Letgo or Craigslist.
Letgo. I said, what? He said, a sewing machine. And I was like, okay. So we did. We went to Uptown, stopped in front of this lady's house. Here she come out with a sewing machine. He put it in the back of my car. Do I ask questions? Again, no, babies. No, I do not ask questions.
She's learned that that's been futile.
It's futile. It's a futile attempt if I ever try. I do not ask questions. But yes, literally last week. That's the honest to God's truth. Last Wednesday, George had me go stop at somebody's house to pick up a sewing machine before we went to eat.
At our last house, we had your mom's sewing machine.
Right.
That's when I learned, taught myself how to sew.
That's true. So you do be going to Joann Fabrics.
Only because, like I just said, 5 minutes ago, they got hella coupons.
Girl, it's time everybody knows I don't pay attention to 99% of what you say and do.
Good.
I'm sitting here acting like
way too many questions.
I'm sitting here acting shocked that you go to Joann Fabrics and knowing full well I went with you to get a sewing machine from some lady who had it for sale just on Wednesday.
Yes.
I don't put these pieces together. It's like when the FBI and CIA comes to our house, I will be able to claim ignorance.
Yeah,
you could. I'll be like, yeah, he did. Yeah. I'm going to be one of those ladies that you're like, oh, honey, baby, child, sweetie, you're so dumb. You didn't see this coming. I'm going to be her.
He was sewing nonstop for 3 days. What did you think
he was doing? What did you think he was doing?
And you'd be like, sewing for 3 days straight.
Girl, he was doing a woodwork and a fabric and an electronics project for a month straight. What did you think he was doing? Of course he was going to build a giant Stay Puft Marshmallow guy to attack the city. Okay, well now I get it.
He was in the garage, 3D printing, welding, and CNC cutting machine. What did you... They're going to get irate with me.
And I'm going to sit there and go, listen... I agree. You guys are right. I just didn't care. I was all about getting to that brunch. I sucker.
And this is a very long callback, but not only did I sucker her with brunch, I suckered her with a couple of blueberries.
Ooh, that's an Easter egg.
Ooh, Easter egg. You see, we've closed the loop.
We closed the loop.
Well, babies, we're back. We're glad you're joining us again. We hope you enjoy. It's 2020. It's the roaring 20s. We got to talk about that and all the exciting things happening to this year.
Oh, listen, I do have to say one more thing.
Go for it.
You might be realizing that the last episode we left off, and we were talking about going to the Saints game.
Oh, I didn't post that. That was
Oh, you didn't post it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's too sad.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll tell you about it.
Yeah.
George and I, we recorded right before we were going into the Saints playoff game against the Vikings. And now I'm just finding out for the first time he's not going to post it. But, we recorded ourselves in the car, super excited, super ready to go see the Saints play the Vikings. And at the end of that episode, I said, we're gonna do another episode and let you know how it turned out. Well, here's how it turned out. They didn't win. Yeah. They lost. It was equally as upsetting as last year.
I think last year was harder, but this one was
definitely impactful. It was a big disappointment. To have it 2 years in a row, yeah, in our stadium, that's a lot. I mean, how many people does the Superdome sit? 90,000?
I don't know, actually. I need to look that up.
You know, and so...
Less. I know for sure it seats less than the amount of listeners we have.
give or take 1,000 listeners.
Give or take 1,000. But, I'm glad you're not going to post that. It was a very... You're not missing out, babies. It was like a few couple minutes in our car, and we did like an impromptu, like, oh, we're about to go into the Saints game. We're going to post this on our website. And we'll let you know how it turns out. And I'm glad you're not going to post it because they did not win. So,
but Louisiana itself was saved
LSU.
From the
brink. Da, 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 da. LSU so, saved us. They yeah, won. They won, babies.
Season. They ended with a great game. It was a good, good game versus the Clemson Tigers. And because they're the LSU Tigers and the Clemson Tigers, I work in the French Quarter. And I see both fans, and I obviously don't want to be partial to one or the other. So I just kept saying, go them Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers, huh?
Yeah, go Tigers.
Yeah.
But
that's
really,
how you play neutral.
But really.
Go LSU.
Go Tigers. LSU, yeah.
All right, babies. Well, have a great time.
Yes.
We'll see you for many, many, many more episodes this year. I'm thinking since we're in the roaring 20s, we ended with 19 episodes last year. We got to do 20 at least.
At least.
Minimum.
You know what else for 2020 I want to do? I want to stick to our word. Like we always go like, next episode's going to be all about peanut butter cups.
Oh, that's
and then
real,
we, and then we
that's
don't.
That's real easy. I can solve that for you right now.
And then we don't talk about peanut butter
we'll
cups.
We'll say there's a next episode coming up.
Oh, that's right. Let's not talk about what we're going to talk about.
Boom. Solved.
Okay.
And that's how you get out of doing podcast commitment episodes and chores. I'll tell you about that next time.
Is that what you've been doing to me?
I'll tell you about that next time. I'm currently with George and Donna. Bye, babies.
Bye, babies.